You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trenaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 122, Step Into Your Power. In today's episode, we're going to talk about being bold and stepping into your power. What exactly do I mean by this? In order for you to step into your power, you need to know that you are already powerful. The reason why most humans are living such dismal, weak lives is because they do not know or remember who they are. This, my friends, is by design, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter the plan of your enemy because you are now awakening and there is no stopping you. It's true that your awakening can be slowed down, but it's impossible to stop it. It's really up to you how long it takes for you to recover your memory of who you are. You are in total control of this on an unconscious level right now. You just need to intend it consciously. There is no force outside of you that has any power over you unless you give it away. And unfortunately, far too many humans do this every day. They give their power away. They choose to stay in bondage to false beliefs and conditioning, and this enslaves them, and so they continue to be used to serve the low desires of other beings. I'm here to encourage you to awaken, and this is a process. But if you don't intend to do it now, then it could take you several more lifetimes before you do. We've discussed several enemies to your growth and evolutionary process. And the arch enemy to your growth is fear. The next is ignorance. When you combine them both, you will clearly see that most of humanity is in their grip. These low vibratory states prevent you from being able to grow and live the life that you were destined to live. If you notice, fear and ignorance are self-imposed. They're self-imposed vibrational states because no one outside of you can control your fear or how much you choose to learn. Fear and ignorance can be influenced on you, but there is no real control outside of you. So you make the final decision to bite the hook of illusion or not. You must be diligent in your pursuit of knowledge and expansion. You must be aware of the snares that have been laid for you on this path. But you are not to fear them. Just be aware that they exist. Fear is used on humans to control us. And it has proven to be very, very effective. Dr. Bruce Lipton says that in the human biology, you cannot be in a state of growth and a state of fear at the same time. So this is why they want you to constantly be afraid of something, of terrorism, of the market collapsing, of some new virus, is all forms of control. You're constantly being fed these things over the news to keep you in a state of fear. Because the powers that be understand this simple biological fact that you cannot be in a state of growth spiritually, mentally, or physically when your mind is experiencing fear. This is why there is such a problem with depression and anxiety today. It's because the nervous system cannot stay in a heightened state of fear for prolonged periods of time without collapsing. The negative manifestations of this state manifest as depression and anxiety. You simply burn out, and then you begin to experience what feels like depression and anxiety, which is still a low vibrational state, but it's not as extreme as fear. The nervous system and the mind cannot hold that but for so long. We need to learn how to filter information and keep those things out of our lives and our minds that don't bring us up vibrationally. Keep those things out. But the problem is people tend to hold on to negativity and then project it into their lives. If something bad or unfortunate happens, they talk about it forever. And by doing this, they unknowingly continue to keep the low vibration alive in their experience, even if it didn't happen to them. This causes a vibrational stagnation, and it manifests as you standing still in your life. This is the power of your voice. Your chosen words give life to whatever you project from your mouth. You're very powerful, and your words help to manifest your thoughts. So you have to understand that your voice is created through projecting a vibration into your outer environment. And each word has a certain frequency, just as your thoughts do. And when you speak them, you intensify that thought vibration. So you're supposed to use your voice to manifest the things that you want and not to use your voice to create things that are unwanted. But this is one of the ways that you've been conditioned to use your power for self-destruction. You are a very powerful being, and you need to be aware of how you use your powers to create unwanted things in your life. Learn how to use your energy to benefit you and not to harm you. You know, they say, if you have nothing good to say, then say nothing at all. And it's really for your own good. This is why knowledge of self is so important. If everyone were born with a handbook telling them about the neat stuff that they are able to do, you wouldn't be so consumed with outer distractions, because you are far more interesting than any computer or any other form of technology. Your human powers exceed them in untold ways, but you need to develop them. And development does not mean creating. You don't create these abilities. They're already innate within you. To develop means to grow or to mature. So you have to put time into your personal development. This is why distractions are put in your life, to keep you from growing in beneficial ways for yourself. Most distractions of this world keep you on a low vibratory level. Just look at them. They never develop you or mature you intellectually or spiritually. They only serve to keep you in a childlike state of being. If you haven't noticed, it's very easy to scare small children because they don't know enough to understand what's really going on. They're innocent, and they believe whatever the adults around them tell them. This is why they sometimes get very angry when they begin to grow up, because they realize that the adults were lying to them about so many things, and they begin to resent it. And Santa Claus is one of them. This is where the majority of humanity is mentally, in a childlike state of suspension. It doesn't matter how old people get. Many remain very immature mentally, because their lives have been filled with so many distractions that they never got a chance to mature. They never allowed themselves to develop on an energetic level. And just like I said, you cannot be in a state of fear and growth at the same time. You have to become deliberate in your intention to acquire knowledge. It's the quality of knowledge that's very important. In order to advance and mature into the incredible being that you are, you must develop your knowledge of self. So certain things aren't important for you to know about. There's all kinds of knowledge out there. What is really going to benefit you? You need to know about who you are. You need to know how the body works. You need to know how you repair and heal yourself. You need to know the power of your thoughts. You need to dip into fields that may seem really scary and outside of your comfort zone, but you need to understand. And then you need to allow that knowledge to be sorted within you, because some of it is correct and some of it is close to correct and some of it is just absurd and totally wrong. But you have to allow your inner wisdom to tell you what's right and what's not right and where they got it off a little bit, because you already know this stuff. You're just being reminded of it. You have to tap into the wisdom that is within you, and the truth of who you are will be revealed to you. The only way to step into your power is to begin to realize that you are already all the things that you think you have to work at being. And let me say that again. The only way to step into your power is to realize that you are the being that you think that you have to work at. Everything you want to become, you already are. You just have to remember. You have only forgotten how to be it. Once you know that you are already brilliant, you are wealthy beyond measure, you possess perfect health and so much more, then and only then can you begin to allow yourself to express the truth of who you are in your everyday life, in your outer environment. The key word here is to allow yourself to be who you truly are. You do not have to force or to create any of these states because they already exist within you. You just need to allow them to resurface in your life. Now, before I go, I want to remind you that there's no one outside of you keeping you from the things that you desire to experience. It's only you who blocks yourself from having them or experiencing them. When you really get this, and I mean really understand that statement, then you'll begin to realize that you are in a state of resistance. You are resisting the things that you say you really want because you are holding on to conflicting beliefs. You must begin to evaluate your beliefs and release those that no longer serve you. And one way to know what your beliefs are is to become aware of the people that are around you, the ones that are closest to you. What are their beliefs? Because they are mirrors of you. They show you an unseen aspect of yourself. They are the literal manifestations of your beliefs and attitudes toward life. They would not be able to be close to you if they were not a vibrational match to you in some way. So if you have a mixed bag of people around you, then this means that you hold conflicting beliefs within you. And once you begin to release the beliefs and ideas that no longer serve you, then you will begin to see their physical counterparts disappear from your life. The people and situations that reflect your inner conflict, once it is resolved, will have to go away, or they will have to change to reflect your new beliefs. When I tell you that everything is vibration and that your relationships are vibrational mirrors of you, I literally mean that. If you understand vibration and how to interpret it, then you will learn how to manipulate it and begin to create the life that you desire. You will become a master of your existence because everything is vibration and it only appears to be solid. When you get all caught up in the physical world and you believe that things are happening to you and not because of you, then you're getting caught up in the illusion. You are then dealing with shadows and smoke and mirrors. I encourage you to step into your power by understanding who you truly are, a vibrational being existing in a vibrational universe. You have the power to change your life and to create whatever you can imagine. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe it, believe it.